On the show today, we have Unify Money's very own Ben Soppit talking about digital wealth management for Create Union members. We discuss wealth tech and the evolution of financial services, including the introduction of crypto services offerings at Credit Unions. This is some really, really innovative stuff here from Ben, so check it out. All right, Ben, well, we're talking today about digital wealth management for Credit Union members. This is something kind of new. I don't say it's brand new, but it's new based on what we've been experiencing the last couple of years. And so I mean, just to kick things off, can you share with us the meaning of digital wealth management? Just for folks out there, this might be something new for them.
Yeah, so for us, we include essentially anything you can invest in as a retail investor through a mobile app or a web browser.
Okay.
That's how we see digital wealth management. And critically, it includes both conventional asset classes, you know, equities, stocks, ETFs, funds, and more esoteric alternative assets. So yes, crypto, of course, but also, you know, you can invest in sneakers now. You can invest in fractional wine. You can invest in art, collectibles, sports memorabilia. You can even invest in a Triceratops skull if you wish. So it's really, you know, we're trying to redefine from a consumer perspective what investing really means. So depending on who you talk to,
right,
and if you say digital wealth management to a credit union, for example, they're typically thinking it's like LPL and Raymond James, but mm-hmm. you know, through a mobile app. And that is absolutely, you know, one form of investing, the traditional wealth advisor model. What we tend to define it as is very different, which is self-directed, fractional, and this whole scope of traditional assets and mm-hmm. alternative assets.
Yeah, and okay, you hit the nail on the head there. You're talking about alternative assets here, and that's I've been hearing more and more of this lately. Like you said, I mean, people are investing in sneakers, art, crypto, obviously, NFTs, all that type of stuff. So you guys cover all of that. So, but what's Absolutely. The attraction here today with this? I mean, is it just folks are looking for something a little bit different, something that has a greater return, or what's the attraction here with the digital kind of the digital wealth management?
There's an underlying massive shift in, and by massive, you know, I'm not just making that word up. I'm using it, you know, in its literal sense.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So we've gone from retail investors accounting for 10% of total traded volume, which has been steady for about the last 50 years. In the last 3 years, that is now closer to 35%.
Oh my gosh.
It's not just about crypto. It's not just about meme stocks. Yeah. And it's not just about alternative assets like sneakers and fine wine. There has been a fundamental and massive change in consumer behavior. And yes, it is more predicated in younger, more digitally engaged consumers, but it is not exclusive to them. So we talked to a financial institution recently that has a relationship with one of the established wealth management companies. They've done some research and they found that over 50% of their customers who are with that wealth manager also have a Coinbase and a Robinhood account and are self-directed trading. And the change is really pervasive. And the way I tend to bring it to life for myself is that when I started investing, Gordon Gekko was what, you know, that was the reference point. Yeah. In today's market, it's Elon Musk, it's Reddit, mm-hmm. it's alternative assets, it's investing as a hobby, investing as entertainment, investing as fun.
Yeah.
And this is massively useful. It's incredibly powerful that more people are engaged in wealth management in all of its forms mm-hmm. at the highest level in history yeah. in the US. And we have massive problems to solve for. You know, the average age of saving for retirement is 32. That's a good 12 years of compound interest that you've already lost. The most yep. important 12 years, the first 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
We have less than 30% of adults investing in the stock market. The stock market is the world's most, histories, in fact, biggest mass market wealth creation engine ever, delivering in excess of 10% returns every year on average for the last 100 years.
Gosh.
But until relatively recently, that was the preserve of a very small group of people in a black box doing things independent of the mass of the population.
Mm-hmm.
And with digital access, with barriers to entry, like a cost with, all credit to Robin Hood, commission-free trading. When I was growing up, it was like $50 a trade.
Yeah.
It's now free. Fractional investing, incredibly powerful. You can invest in Amazon from a dollar. You can invest in crypto from $3. You won't get much because of the fees, but anyway, the point is that credit unions and financial institutions as a whole have completely been excluded from this extraordinary change in how people think and behave and act around money and investing.
Mm-hmm. So what do they do? How do they get in? Because obviously the interest, like you said, is massive and it spans all age groups. I mean, my brother-in-law, who is retired from the Navy, who is one of the most conservative people I know on planet Earth, has a Robinhood account. I'm like, what? And he's investing he's investing in crypto and stuff. I'm like, what? Of all people? I see on the other end of the spectrum, I see these younger generation going after NFTs and things like that, that are just all in on this. So it's quite exciting, actually, I think, from my perspective. But how does a credit union really capture this market?
So this is the irony and the beauty of the credit union market, in that the weaknesses that we tend to think about credit unions, you know, their old legacy infrastructure, lack of technical resources, et cetera. And then you compare them with a fintech that's spending $10 million designing an app and $500 million marketing it. Yeah. Credit unions already have the customers and the deposits. What they don't have is the product.
Okay.
But they need product that they can access with zero integration effort, zero technical resources, and at low cost and high speed. And that's what Unify Money does.
Okay.
So yes, there are 4,000 or 5,000 credit unions, but they pretty much rest on a handful of core banking providers and digital bank platforms, you know, the likes of Q2, the likes of Jack Henry, mm-hmm. Banno, Alchemy, etc.
Yep.
What we do is we solve for the technology and the product piece by integrating with the platform, so that it's literally a configuration on the Banno portal, for example. Okay. So if you're a credit union on Banno, you can deploy Unify Money in the time it takes to talk to the guy who manages the console and switch. It's literally a tab.
Wow.
You press the tab on, you tap it off, and you get access to passive and active investing in over 10,000 stocks and ETFs, over 80 cryptocurrencies and precious metals, and we're adding more besides.
Wow.
And if you compare that to the time and the cost that a fintech would take to deploy such a solution, it's measured in years and tens of millions of dollars. And, you know, so we've taken what is a weakness, this lack of resources, lack of technical budgets and capacity, we've turned it into a compelling competitive advantage.
So what does that look like to the member, the end user? So what is that?
Yeah.
What exactly does that look like? The value?
You open your credit union app. Let's use Banno or Q2 as an example. You open that app. It's branded with your credit union, and you will see a tab there that says invest with Unify Money. If you've already opened your account, you will see all of your account balances. You will see your total balance. You will see your robo balance, your self-directed balance, your precious metal balance, and your crypto balance. And that's critical. So one of the financial institutions we talked to recently, they did some research and they discovered that the average crypto investor checks their crypto app 65 times more frequently than their bank.
I bet.
So by embedding the top line information about your crypto portfolio or your entire portfolio, we should see a natural increase in customer engagement in the digital channel.
I see where you're going now. Yeah.
Got it. And then when the customer actually wants to transact, they press invest with Unify Money, they SSO into our web app. They'll see the appropriate disclaimers, because you are moving from the bank's regulated business into our regulated business. The critical piece is the consumer understands that. And then they can transact as per normal. The funds are drawn from the credit union's DDA, and on the liquidation of any holding, those funds automatically go back to the credit union's DDA.
Okay.
And one of the biggest issues, so when you're talking about digital wealth management and crypto, there's a lot of people in credit union land who it feels that's a little bit alien, that's not part of my business. But when they start looking at how much of their deposits are leaving their business every month, and the growth of those, and they are almost exclusively going to investment apps. They're not going to neobanks. Not a single financial institution, and I've talked to over 100 in the last 3 months, has mentioned a neobank.
Really?
All they're talking about is crypto exchanges and investment apps, and by which I mean Robinhood and Coinbase.
Yeah.
And Robinhood and Coinbase are deploying banking services as quickly as they can. So they don't want that money to come back to the credit union. Once it's left, don't expect that money to come back. With us, it automatically comes back. And we give the customer no good reason to go anywhere else because we have more services, features, and functionality than Coinbase, more than Robinhood combined.
Well, and Cretans are looking desperately to differentiate themselves and to stay relevant. And this sounds like one way, one massive way, as you said earlier, to do this, because it's just, it's something different, but it keeps them, it's, it makes their app that much more sticky, right? So, and that's,
and the stand out. You know, the trading functionality, the most progressive credit unions that I'm talking to, they automatically see the trading functionality as the foundation. They don't see that as the end game. Mm-hmm. So the smartest ones that I'm talking to are saying, right, well, in that case, we'll take our debit card and our debit card rewards, and we'll enable the customer to use those rewards to automatically invest.
Oh,
we'll use deposit interest. We'll use a debit card roundup. We'll create a solution where they can choose to passively invest each month into whatever investment account they want. So essentially recreating what Acorns did 10 years ago.
I was thinking the same thing. Oh my God.
Yeah, but you're doing it. You know, Acorns was a great solution if you're 18, not so good if you're a little older and a little bit more, if you have greater assets. And to combine, you know, the fintechs are combining banking and investing. So you look at the neobanks, they're all rolling out digital wealth management as fast as they humanly can. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the investment apps, they're rolling out banking services as fast as they can humanly can. Mm-hmm. So we know this is happening and the fintechs get it.
Yeah.
Now we're giving the credit unions an opportunity to actually outperform those fintechs by deploying a broader solution quicker, cheaper, faster than any fintech can.
Well, this sounds like it's a drag race to get this stuff going. So everyone's racing to get to capture this for sure. Oh my gosh. Where can folks find out more about Unify Money? Obviously, the name on your t-shirt, unifymoney.com.
Okay. Yep. If you're on Jack Henry or Q2, call your account manager, call me. I'm on LinkedIn.
Okay.
My email is ben.sobbett@unify.money. We're more than happy to chat. We are integrating with around 10 other digital banking platforms, including several that are very credit union focused. So I hope that within a couple of months, 90% of the market will be able to access our solution, you know, with a click of a button.
And fantastic. Yeah, because we've already had a few credit unions on the show, how they are now offering crypto services because they see that money leaving.
Well, generally that they mean Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Which personally, we characterize ourselves very specifically as a digital wealth management platform.
Right. You cover a bigger.
There's a role for crypto, there's a role for alternative assets, but we see that as part of a systematic long-term wealth management strategy of which the absolute foundation should be dollar cost averaging into a low-cost, highly diversified fund, which is why we have a robo platform that does exactly that.
Everything else is
gravy on top of that solution. So it doesn't matter if you're investing $5 or $5,000 a month. What matters is that you're passively investing, dollar-cost averaging every month for as long as as long as it's possible to do so, from as early as possible until as late as possible. You may not retire rich, but you certainly won't retire poor.
Yeah.
And that's ultimately what we want to do. We want to use alternative assets to get more people to engage proactively in their long-term wealth management journey. So we're all about get rich slowly, not get rich quick. Yeah. So we would never offer a single asset class, and we would certainly not offer a single asset class like crypto or an individual example of that.
Good for you guys. So good stuff. Anything else to wrap up here, Ben? I mean, I could talk about this for another half hour, I'm sure, but
absolutely.
Anything else to add? Any final thoughts to wrap up?
Our vision is that the credit union space, you know, we want to have thousands of clients in the next 3 to 5 years. So we are looking at this market as a volume play. We want the market to thrive and survive. We're not really looking at, can we work with individual credit unions and help them to be successful? Mm-hmm. I think credit unions are going to survive as an entity, as a market, as a whole. Mm-hmm. And so our ambition is, 50, 60, 70% of credit unions offering something like us, whether it's through us or someone else, in the next few years. And we think that's absolutely foundational. The vast majority of innovation that's happening in the market today is really about efficiency. It's like, can we open an account quicker? Yeah. Can we do this quicker or that faster or that with less touch? Mm-hmm. It's not actually driving customers to the credit union. It's not actually driving deposits to the credit union. Whereas we think our solution can.
Yeah. I love the passive aspect of it as well. So yeah, that passive income is very, very important. All righty, sir. Well, Ben, I'm going to let you get going. Thank you so much. I love this. I love this idea. I love how you guys are getting out to credit unions and really enhancing their value proposition to their members in this ever-changing market we're in right now. So you guys seem to be right on top of it. So thank you very much for all that you guys do. And we'll get this one out there and get some folks calling your phone.
Thank you.
Get the word out. That. Yeah, all good right. stuff. All righty, Ben. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.